भगवद्गीता 11.28, यथा नदीनां बहवो अम्बुवेगः समुद्रमेवाभिमुखा द्रवन्ति तथा तवामि नरलोकवीरा इषन्ति वक्त्राण्यभिवि ज्वलन्ति। हियर कृष्णा इज यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म इज बीइंग रिवील्ड एंड अर्जुना इज डिस्क्राइबिंग द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म। In the previous verses, he described about how all the warriors are entering into the mouth of the Vishwarupa. Amichetvam dhritarashtrasya putraha sarve sahaibhavani pala sanghai Bhishmo drona suta putra sathasau sahasma diyai rupiyo the mukhe. He said that the foremost, the Kauravas as well as the other warriors on the Kaurava side, as well as the warriors on his own side, they are all entering into the Vishwarupa. Vaktrani te tvarmana vishanti namishtrakaralani bhayanakani kechid vilagnad shantaneshu sandrushyante chunite ruttamam. He says they are all rushing into the mouth of the Vishwarupa, and some of them are, some of their heads are getting smashed as they get caught in the teeth and the space between the teeth, and thus there is total destruction. And further it is stated that in this verse, that as this destruction is happening, now Arjuna is noting some subtle difference, and he will talk about two modes of destruction within what he sees. Two modes of destruction means he will see that, he will give two metaphors to describe that. So in this verse he gives one metaphor, yatha nadinam bahavo ambuvegaha. Yatha nadi naam, just as nadi, river, bahavo ambu vegaha, the various streams within it which move onwards toward ambu vega, with the force of the current of water they move onwards. Samudrameva bhimukha dravanti, the water within it rushes towards the ocean. Similarly, tathaiva nas tatha tavami naraloka veera vishanti vaktrani bhivi jvalanti. Similarly, O Lord, tatha tavami naraloka veera. Oh, all the veera, the heroes among the warriors in this earth, naraloka veera, the earthly heroes, tatha tavami, unto your mouth, naraloka veera, vishanti vaktrani abhivijvalanti, they are entering into your blazing mouth. So there is death, but there are different ways of death. There are different reasons for that, and there are different destinations after death. This verse talks about those who are going to die, but they are going to die by the course of nature. They are not dying by their own, they're not dying because their own sins are condemning to death. They are not chosen to act in obstinacy that invites death upon them. That category will be talked about in the next verse. Here, the metaphor is significant. Ithana dinam bahava ambuvegaha. That when the river moves towards the ocean, what happens? Actually, the river, as it flows along towards the ocean, the river actually does benefit to others, isn't it? That the river waters the water the plants and the shrubs on both sides, on both its banks, and so much life is sustained, not just the flora and fauna but also human life, and agriculture is maintained through irrigation. So the river, as it flows towards the ocean, it benefits many people. Actually, this metaphor, this explanation of the river sea metaphor is given by Vedanta Deshika in his sub-commentary in the Bhagavad Gita. Vedanta Deshika is a prominent acharya in the Sri Sampradaya after Ramanujacharya, and he explains that actually, although the devotees and non-devotees, although spiritualists and materialists, all of them have to die, the mode of their death is different. And the difference in their modes of death, that is highlighted over here. So when he says this verse, the point of this verse is that although the virtuous people are compared here to rivers, and death is compared to the ocean. So just even the virtuous people will also be propelled by the power of time towards death, just as a river, by the force of gravity, by its natural flow, the river will move towards the ocean. So here it is stated that actually we simply need to move onwards in our journey, in our life journey, trying to live as dharmically as possible, and eventually whatever result comes, we accept that and we move on. So if we are living dharmically, even if we eventually have to die like everyone else, actually our dharmic life will have made constructive contributions in others' lives. So all the Bhishma and Drona and others all to have to die eventually. They will be dying in this war. But they have lived lives of virtue and contribution. Just like a river, when it moves towards the ocean, it actually benefits those who are along the way to the ocean. And then further, when the river actually reaches the ocean also, the river's nature does not change. The river actually remains... the water in the river remains still water. It may not be present in the same form. You know, we may be able to identify river water initially when it is in the river. But as the river water joins with the ocean, merges in the ocean, then we may not be able to identify this is the river water and this is the ocean water. But the water is still remaining water. The water has not lost its essential nature. So like that, those who live on the path of Dharma, they never lose their essential nature. That means that whatever they do, they are actually living according to Dharma in this life, and their essential nature won't be changed by the transition that occurs at the time of death. Death, as we know, is not a termination. Death is a transition. And that transition, when it happens, it actually does not... it is a significant transition, but those who are living dharmically, whether it is this life or the next life, they will continue to live dharmically. And by living dharmically in this life as well as the next life, they are actually not changing their essential nature. Yes, the external bodily form may change, the way in which the kind of service that they are doing may change, the circumstances in that sense may change significantly, whether it be the social circumstances where they are living, or the physical circumstances, what kind of body they have. But still, they themselves will remain the same because they were dharmic in this life and they will be dharmic in the next life. Just as the water does not change its nature at the time of death, similarly, the event of death does not change the essential nature for people who are living on the path of Dharma. So similarly, it has been shown that the warriors on the Pandava side are also going to die. Arjuna said that Saha asmadiyair api yodha mukhyai asmadiyair. Even the warriors on my side also, I am seeing that they are dying. So many of the warriors on the Pandava side, they are of course virtuous, and thus they have chosen the side of virtue. And although they will die, their death is not caused by their sinfulness, their obstinacy. They have not... They are just by the higher force of nature, by the force of time, they are embracing death. They are going towards death, but they have lived a life of dharma and contribution. And because they live dharmically now, they have created the dharmic orientation in their consciousness. And even in the next life, they will continue to live dharmically. And thus they will move onwards from this life to the next life, leading a life of dharma. The essential nature will not be changed. So similarly, that point is conveyed here. Through the example that as the river moves towards the ocean, similarly, Arjuna is saying, I am seeing some warriors move into your mouth. So although there is destruction, and the destruction is quite destructive, but the destruction is not happening to their essential nature. They are dharmic, and they are going to continue to be dharmic. And in that sense, this kind of death is very different from the death that will be described in the next verse. Thank you.